Isaiah chapter 25. Yahweh, you are my God. I will praise your name, for you have done marvellous things. You have fulfilled the plans that you made long ago, and you have made those plans faithfully and truly. For you have made the city a heap of rubble. You have turned the fortified city into a ruin. The citadel of the foreigners is no longer a city. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will praise you. The cities of the cruel nations are going to honour you. For you have been a stronghold for the poor. You've been a strength for the needy in distress, a shelter from the storm and from the heat, from the intense heat that will come from the wicked like a rainstorm beating against a wall. Well, I think that all these things were potentially true, that this could have happened when Babylon fell, and Isaiah is looking forward to that in faith. But actually, Babylon didn't quite fall as dramatically as is said here, but it will do in the last days. And that's why at the end of the book of Revelation, it talks about the fall of Babylon. And so it is in that day when finally Jesus returns to the earth and actually does all these things that then people will recognize how great God is and that he was a strength to the poor and to the needy in their distress, that then people will recognize that that is what is being the greatest, caring for the poor and needy. Whereas at the moment, you are thought to be wonderful if you are wealthy and if you buy expensive things, etc. Whereas then people will see that actually their true greatness is in helping the poor and needy. It talks here about how God will be a shelter from the intense heat, from this very blistering heat that is going to be like a rainstorm beating against a wall. And I do wonder if that is not talking about some form of nuclear explosion, nuclear bombs in the land of Israel or in the land promised to Abraham. Because it would certainly sound like that, intense heat that's like rain beating against a wall. Just as you subdue heat through the shade brought by clouds, so the victory songs of the wicked are going to be made quiet. On this mountain, Yahweh of armies is going to prepare for all the nations a great banquet of wonderful food and of mature wine, rich food and refined wines that have been prepared for a long time. And on this mountain, it's as if Isaiah is standing on the Temple Mount, Mount Zion. He's going to swallow up death, the veil that is over all peoples. He is going to swallow that up in victory. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces and will take away the shame of his people from the entire land, for Yahweh has spoken. And of course, these words are quoted in the New Testament, that death will be swallowed up in victory when Jesus comes back to the earth and the dead are raised and given everlasting life. It's then the book of Revelation quotes that verse 8 and says that God will wipe away tears from off all faces. So clearly Isaiah is looking forward to the future. And when he says in this mountain, well, as I say, I think he was standing there on Mount Zion. He was saying, well, this is where it's going to happen. And you can go to the Temple Mount today and think, and the Mount of Olives, and think, wow, this is actually where it's going to happen. That Jesus is going to come back, literally here. So despite all the figurative, symbolic things in the Bible, you always got to remember that actually there are basic, literal truths that Jesus will come back to this earth. And you will say at that time, look, it is Yahweh. This is our God for whom we have waited. We waited for him and he saved us. This is Yahweh. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. So then faith will be turned to sight and we will say, yes, this is it. I did not see God nor Jesus, but I believed in him and I believed this would happen. And this has now happened. So that's us who are going to say, look, this is it. This is the one for whom we waited. Yahweh's power will rest on this mountain, but the Moabites will be trodden down beneath him, like straw is trodden down at the bottom of a muddy pit. They'll spread out their hands like swimmers spread out their hands to swim, but Yahweh will bring down their pride and the cunning of their hands. He will bring down the high fortresses that they trusted in and lay them low and raise them right down to the ground, to the dust. So in that day when God is exalted, all the enemies of God's people, like the Moabites, those people who are so against him, they will be trodden down and they will have no way of escape, whilst in this mountain, in Mount Zion, God is going to be exalted. And really and truly, if we put our hand in his and if we believe in these things, we will be there with him and we will be those people of verse 9 who will say at that time, look, it is Yahweh, this is our God for whom we waited and he has saved us.